Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. As daylight breaks, that is Avril Lavigne. She is one of the artists playing Alice in Winterland, which is tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll see you out. There are still tickets available. You can go to RadioAlice.com to score those. Also, you can score them by listening. We've got tickets to give away at 9, noon, 3, and 5 for Alice in Winterland, starring Kesha, Avril Lavigne, Flora Cash. It's tomorrow night at the Masonic here in San Francisco. It's our big night out, so we hope to see you. We hope to party with you guys. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come to the party, would you?
Yeah.
So by now, you may have realized we sound different. That's because Sarah's sick and Yuzette is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn's here though, working the cameras, and I feel for you, Vaughn. I realize you've got like 5 cameras to access and only one face that's worth capturing. Nicole came in for Yuzette because she's sick. Marcus is in for Sarah, but as this person puts, good morning, Vin, Bryn, Vaughn, Marcus. You guys are having what we used to call in the 90s a sausage party this morning.
Oh.
LOL, thanks.
We still call it that, don't we?
We do.
Anyway, we're just trying to get through it. Yuzette came ill last night at like 8:30. I was already asleep when her text came in, and when I woke up this morning, there was a final text saying, I will not be there.
Yeah,
so, anyway, we're here live. We're going to do a show for you, so hang. Why don't you? Let's see. So Marcus is going to do celebrity trash. Now, I wanted to update you real quick because Marcus had done a story about Mr. Skin, which is a website that posts all of the nudity that happens in television.
Movies. Yeah.
So I referenced this because I used to steal my dad's Playboys. That's where I got my first tickle. I don't know. The first movement. The first sort of inspiration. That's what we used to have to do. Steal magazines from our dad's collection at the bottom of his closet. Anyway, in Playboy, they used to do a sex and cinema.
I vaguely remember this now.
Segment.
Yeah.
And I mentioned there's some of the names that I used to, you know, rifle through that looking for. And I mentioned a blonde lady with kinky curls. Yeah. Someone wrote in, it's Bernadette Peters. And
Bernadette
I was like,
Peters.
That's her.
God, I loved
her. You got it.
Loved her.
So anyway, there's the update. Bernadette Peters was the name I was looking for.
And she was huge, man. She was a big Broadway star, too.
Right. No, I think that was her main claim to fame, and then she did some films. But anyway.
We're going to jump right into it. Just a couple of quick TV reminders. I was asking Vinny about The Masked Singer. I have not seen it yet, but Vin, you gave it pretty solid recommendation.
So I hadn't seen it until like last week or something, maybe the week before, but the performances are solid.
Mm.
I really don't like the judging. And so in contrast, The Voice, I think the judges are fun. They seem to have a good relationship and you feel like you're in the room with them.
Yeah.
And it's that part is entertaining when they're picking their teams.
Yeah.
I find that to be fun. The performances, that's just karaoke to me. That doesn't mean anything. In contrast, The Masked Singer, the performances are super fun because the costumes are elaborate.
And they're real, like, legit celebrity
and
singers.
And all the songs I heard, they sang well, but it was also this costume. And there's also a little bit of a guessing game going on.
How does that work?
Well, they give you some hints as to who this person might be.
Yeah.
And then they wheeled out some other, like, another hint. So they're trying to tip you off as to who the person might be, but they're not. You don't get it right away. Like, I didn't get anybody.
And so are you trying to find out who one Masked Singer is? Or
I don't know. I don't know because so they have a singer come out. This person performs masked. They say a couple things about this person that are very vague. Then there's a guy wheels out another hint after the performance. So you kind of go, all right, I got, you know, 2 or 3 hints. Then they go to the judges. And on this show, The Masked Singer, I don't like the judges.
Right.
I don't think that
I feel like it's more of a
joke with them. Like, obviously,
they're
it is.
Trying yeah. to be a joke, though, yeah. and that's why it doesn't fly.
Yeah.
I think the voice judges are having fun, and so you feel. I feel entertained, and yeah. I also feel like I'm part of it.
Does it feel more natural?
It feels super forced, the yeah. comedy on the Masked Singer.
It really yeah. does.
So that part I don't dig. But the performances are legit.
Well, that is on tonight, and it's actually a very popular show. They're down to Butterfly, Flamingo, Fox, Leopard, Rottweiler, Thingamajig, and Tree.
I didn't see all those. I saw the Fox. The Fox was good. Really good. He did a Bobby Brown cover of, is it Every Little Step? What song was that he did? Every Little Step?
Every Little Step I Take.
No, it wasn't Every Little Step. It was.
My Prerogative?
Nope.
There's
one
more.
There's one more. I had it last.
It's not Don't Be Cruel. It's not
My Prerogative. You had it just the other day.
It is Every Little Step.
It's Every Little Step.
There it is.
Yeah. You want to hear some of it, Marcus?
I love it. Go ahead. Give me some.
You should watch it, too. It's fun.
It's funny, right? I mean, and that singer's not bad.
That sounds like Jamie Foxx.
I think it does, too.
That's what one of the judge said. It sounds like Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. It does sound like Jamie Foxx. But they've got choreographed dancers, and so it's pretty good.
Oh, that's definitely Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
That's Jamie Foxx.
And he's a legit singer,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely legit. And a classically trained pianist.
Yeah,
a lot
great.
Of people know that about him. Another show, I just find this premise interesting. 9 o'clock, Discovery Channel, Man versus Bear.
I don't know it.
It's a reality competition where humans test their speed, strength, and stamina against bears.
Oh.
I'll be watching.
Hmm.
Hoping someone gets torn to shreds.
I don't think
they'll
show
fight the bear or actually race.
You don't think
they'll
be in the outtakes?
I don't know. Say a bear can run this fast. Let's see how fast you can run.
All right.
There's no hand-to-hand combat?
I don't think they're going to be face-to-face with the bear.
So, or is it a play on words and it's Bear Grylls, bears?
It's definitely a reality competition where humans test their speed, strength, and stamina against bears. I find this unbearable. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. So did everybody else.
My apologies. For awesomeness.
You turkey.
We got some music stuff. You ready for this, guys?
Yeah.
I just like charts. I like stats and facts and figures. Well, Spotify has released a few of its year-end lists.
Okay.
Here's a rundown.
I'm not on Spotify, by the way. I don't have any idea.
I love it.
You do?
Absolutely.
I'm all about it.
You are too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I play this. You can listen to your friends' playlist too, which is kind of cool.
Sharing playlists. It's great.
So I'm just being the old curmudgeon that won't get with it.
Well, you know, it's another subscription you have to pay for.
Oh,
although you don't have subscribe, but it's better if you do, right?
Well, you have ads, right?
Yeah.
You subscribe?
Oh, absolutely.
You subscribe?
Yeah.
Nicole, you subscribe to
Spotify?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy, everybody
but
here.
There's a student discount, and also I feel like it's easier to work than Pandora as well.
Well, the benefit of it over Pandora, not knocking Pandora, Pandora's great, but there is a benefit in that you can actually set up all your own stuff.
Yes. Yeah, you can make your own playlist, whereas Pandora,
you have to listen at the mercy. To that.
Yeah. All right. So what we're finding out, or what I'm finding out is, everybody's on Spotify, and you're about to do a chart from them?
Yeah, well, there's some year-end charts.
Okay.
So this is pretty interesting stuff, year-end and decade-end, by the way.
It sounds pretty complete three out of the four people in the room. Turn around and ask Vaughn if he's on Spotify.
Vaughn, you on Spotify?
Oh, yeah, sure Vaughn is.
He is.
He gave a thumbs up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's logged onto my computer because I forgot his password.
And Vaughn, you got to get me the info on your Friday night gig.
Thumbs up.
All right.
Yeah, also, I would say is one of the great things about Spotify is that if you are fed up with like commercial stuff, there's so much great music that's undiscovered on there. And based on the algorithm, obviously, the stuff that you already like, it'll send you stuff from unknown groups and artists. It's pretty amazing. Like people talk about how there's not a lot of good music. There is. There's a bunch of good music. You just got to, you know, be open to finding it.
I think that one of the things you hear from people is that grown-ups don't listen to new music. They like what they like.
That's true.
I think it's hard for people to find time to invest in finding new music. It's not that they're against it. It's that I need to hear a song now, and I know what will do the job.
Yeah.
So that's often, but if you had access to new music, and a minute, you might be open to it.
And they set it up for you. So they'll send you, here's a playlist of some songs that you will probably like. And you go
in my life, Jane is my new music woman. She sends all the...
Yeah,
she
Jane tells, should make a playlist on Spotify.
She tells me, I bet she does.
Yeah, probably.
She tells me what, you know, here's the new stuff. All right, Louis Capaldi, I'm into it.
This is what
I'm
you're going to like.
Mm-hmm. Well, Spotify has come up with, like I said, a couple of charts. Starting with the first one, the most streamed artists of the decade. Worldwide.
Of the decade. Worldwide, you're saying.
Yep.
All right.
These are the most streamed artists, period.
Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Oh, is she even on there?
She's on.
I think she.
She's on a different list.
Yeah, I think she re-released her music though to Spotify because she did take everything off.
Yeah, she was off there for a minute. Okay,
she's on a different list.
All right, give me the names because I'm not gonna do a good job at this.
Number five most streamed artists of the decade worldwide: Eminem.
Oh, Eminem.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Number four.
I love Eminem. I know that.
Like Eminem a lot.
Nothing new that I've heard where I went like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He still got it. But all that old stuff is great.
He's fantastic. Number four, Ariana Grande.
Of course.
You know what? She's really good too. My kid loves her. And so I got the records and they're darn good.
I actually took my girls to see her in concert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, she was okay. Yeah, she was okay.
You felt like she was singing to you, not...
Well, you know, she's one of these artists... I don't know how to... She has such a great voice. Like,
oh, so super, she sang well.
Super talented vocalist.
Okay.
Maybe not the most charismatic person on stage, but I also come from an era where people were like really incredible performers. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's necessarily the case now with...
It's a high bar.
...the newer artists, you know what I mean? But she's very solid. Number three, this disappoints me, Post Malone.
Oh, why are you disappointed?
I just can't stand this dude.
You can't?
I can't stand it. Ugh.
I think the guy's got his... He's writing pop hits like nobody right
but
now.
But I also make it clear that I have some biases against him for other reasons.
That's right.
So that's what keeps me from liking him.
Why do you hate him?
Because he's one of these guys who craps on hip-hop and rap music, and yet that's the music he's always trying
he
to make.
He craps on it? I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. Go and look it up.
His tattoos underneath his eyes.
Always tired?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, well,
clearly he wasn't expecting to get a corporate gig.
Yeah.
One way to rule yourself out of it.
For real. I see somebody with tattoos on their face. I'm thinking they're never going to work commercially in their product.
That's your way of tapping out.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know that, but I do think he's got a bunch of pop hits that are.
Oh, he's figured out the formula.
It. Yeah.
Number two, no shock, Ed Sheeran.
Now, what Marcus is reading is the Spotify year end list, and this is the best.
Most streamed artist of the decade.
And
worldwide.
Ed Sheeran's two. Mm-hmm. So, number one is.
I think it's Sarah's favorite artist, Drake.
Oh, of course it's Drake. Funny. I didn't even think of him, and of course it is. Duh.
And as an aside, and this is not really an aside, but we're short on time. The most streamed female artist of the decade, number one, Ariana Grande. Number two, Rihanna. Number three, Taylor Swift. Number four, Sia. Number five,
Ariana Grande is above Taylor Swift and Rihanna?
She's gigantic.
She's gigantic. Okay, I'm surprised to hear that, though.
You want some individual songs?
Give me a couple,
Most streamed tracks of the decade worldwide. Number one, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Number two, One Dance, Drake. Number three, there it is.
That's the most streamed song.
Of the decade.
All right.
That's Drake. Number three, we were just talking about this guy. Post Malone and 21 Savage, Rockstar. Number four, I think she's really cute. Halsey with the Chainsmokers. The
I love her voice.
I love her.
Super unique, isn't it? Like you hear
nice
her and you
rasp.
Go, you go, oh, I know that's all.
And that's more important than actually being a great singer in terms of pop music. And number five, he's up here twice, y'all, Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran.
Dang. You know Jane discovered this guy, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jane. Her office right down there in the corner. She discovered this guy.
And folks love him.
She knew before anybody.
Mm-hmm.
people were calling that guy Muppet Face, and she's like, no.
He was always being in the lounge right there. I was like, who's this guy?
Hanging around.
Uh-huh. With the A-Team song, and then now he's just a superstar.
Yep.
All right, most streamed tracks of 2019.
Okay, save the rest of that. Oh. So we've got an 8:30 track, or when is trash again? 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'll do news next. But yeah, save those, because those are fun, and mm-hmm. I don't want you to rush through them. So we'll take a break, we'll play a couple songs, and I'll come back with news after.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out today, everyone, sick. Yuzette is also out, sick. It appears they've both caught the flu.
We're struggling.
So we are here live, though, doing a show for you. We want to remind you that Alice's big show, Alice in Winterland, is tomorrow night, and we will, all the party people will be there. Sick or no, everyone's raging, and we hope you'll be with us. It's Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash tomorrow night at the Masonic in San Francisco. You can still get tickets online through RadioAlice.com, or stay tuned. Today's the last day you can win tickets, starting at 9 o'clock, noon, 3, and 5, by calling our number. And then each winner is put in for a grand prize for a meet and greet with Kesha.
Oh, big deal.
Yes, that sir. Is a big deal. So this Alice Report is brought to you by Tomatina Fresh Italian. Head on down tonight for pasta and pizza made in-house every day. I would eat that right now.
I like Tomatina.
We have cut everything out of our diet because my kid's a little sick. And every time I hear carbs, I'm like, I want to eat them all. All the carbs. Every single thing. Pizza and pasta. And ice cream. All of it. Bring it on.
Are you carbless right now?
We're carbless.
Wow.
My house is troubled.
It's rough.
Wow.
We're doing...
That's good for you, then.
It's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
It's just, it's mandatory. It's right. Not something we're trying for. But, man, you find out really fast. Like, the other day, we were eating salmon and green beans.
Oh,
that
I
was dinner.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
So
it
I'm like, it does, right?
Yeah.
So I go into the other room where the toaster is, and I put in two pieces of toast.
Cheater.
And I butter them, and I leave them in the other room, and I keep getting up with a mouthful of salmon and shoving toast into my mouth and walking back to the table. Well, I don't want to eat it in front of the kids. She can't eat it right now, but salmon and green beans is not a whole dinner.
You gotta put a toaster in your bedroom.
Brutal. Anyway, let me do some news for you guys. So I'll start with the weather. Today was supposed to be the break in the storm. It turns out today's the storm. Yeah. We're having it. It's hitting. So I drove in pretty heavy rain. And it looks like tomorrow will be more of a break before the next big push, which is Friday through the weekend. So that's the latest.
Yay.
I wanted to do this story. You know, everyone's getting, on Black Friday, one of the big sale items is your TV.
Right, of course.
People go after the latest, greatest, discounted TV item. The FBI is putting out a warning about your smart TV because one of the things that is happening is while your now internet is integrated into the TV and you've got Netflix and Hulu and other streaming services happening, they haven't put any effort into security on your TV. They've just made it accessible.
Right.
So a lot of people are finding out that this is the way a hacker can get into your network and possibly get into your computer. So keep that in mind as you attach your new great TV to your network. The FBI is warning people that they have not put enough effort into security. So that's the...
We're still learning all this stuff. We're still learning how to deal with all this new and emerging technology. Like every year, we're still figuring all this stuff out.
Yeah, well, that's because it's rushing the market so fast that it gets there before anyone's even found out how
bad.
Like
you said yesterday, technology has changed this place so much.
In the last 20 years, right.
It's crazy.
So the FBI says, beyond the risk of that your TV manufacturer and app developers may be listening and watching to you, that television can also be the gateway for hackers to come into your home. A bad cyber actor may not be able to access your lockdown computer directly, but it's possible that your unsecured TV can give him or her an easy way in the back door through your router. So this is an FBI warning.
It's crazy.
I just thought it was worth giving a read.
That's crazy.
It makes me nervous enough.
Yeah.
Florida always makes the news. They're fun.
I love me some Florida.
A Florida special ed teacher was arrested on Monday after allegedly having sex with her son's 15-year-old friend several hundred times.
Several hundred times?
So not a one-night mistake.
No.
They were in a full-blown relationship.
No. How old was the kid? 15?
Susan Weddle, age 40. And the teen allegedly kicked off their relationship at the woman's home after the two attended her son's football game, then started drinking at her house. The teen said once he was drunk, he convinced this woman to have sex with him.
He convinced her.
Even though she told him, this is wrong. They did it anyway.
This is wrong.
And from there, the pair then allegedly had a sexual relationship that lasted more than a year.
Wow.
Where they did it at her house, his home, in her car,
wow.
and at the beach.
This guy was 15 years old.
One of the problems, I don't even know, you really can't even talk about this stuff in public, but when I was 15, I was trying to do it. There's just nowhere to do it. So you imagine you've hooked up with a woman who's got her own home.
She's got a house.
Oh, and my God. She can't get it. You cannot get a hotel.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I did it was in a treehouse in Turtle Rock because Turtle Rock's a part of Irvine, California, everyone. It's just a neighborhood. But I did it in a treehouse because there was nowhere to go.
Man, oh my God. I remember being 15 years old in high school and going, if this teacher gave me a shot.
Oh.
If this teacher gave me a shot.
I never even thought about teachers.
Oh my God.
I mean, I thought about them in that they looked, if there was a good looking one, but I never would have even considered they would have.
Shoot, man.
They would never have considered. I was just a total punk.
Golly. I remember there was a couple of teachers, Ms. Buckley, Ms. Conley first, Ms. Buckley when she got married, and Ms. Manduke. They were both like in their early 20s.
Ms. Manduke.
In their early 20s, and nice. I was like, give your boy a shot. One time. And it's going to be all over the school because I'm telling everybody. Everybody.
Well, that's how it happens. So this woman was his first and only sex partner, and he believed himself to be in love with her. But once the news started getting out, and it did get out, she resigned her job as a teacher or as a teacher's – she trained teachers, actually.
Oh, wow.
Was her most recent job, but – let's see here. Before that position, she was an elementary school teacher. Witnesses came forward to report the pair's relationship as they, over time, had gotten more and more daring with people seeing them together. So, and then, of course,
I get some extra credit.
Once it came out, all they had to do is get a hold of this guy's phone.
Of course.
Witnesses told authorities the teen showed nude photos of... of the teacher on his phone.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Because this teachers, like celebrities, people who are just kind of taboo, if you end up in some kind of situation where you're hooking up with them, you're telling people. Like when folks got mad at these women, remember when Tiger Woods was going out with all those women and everybody got mad? Oh my God, I can't believe those women are just telling on Tiger Woods. Let me tell you something, man. If I ever had hooked up with Halle Berry, the very first thing I'm doing
is going on to our radio show.
I'm coming on this radio show.
You're listening to radio shows for a Brush with Fame bit. Yeah. Yes, I've got one.
I'm on the internet. I'm texting people.
I'm about to win that Xbox. Wait till you hear who I got. Right?
Hell yeah.
Well, this teacher had gifted the teen an iPhone, a necklace, a bracelet, and other gifts that he could not have afforded on his own.
He stayed winning.
So there were tons of ways these people were caught, but it looks like she's now in big trouble. A Florida teacher, again, accused of having sex with a teen. They're going to be pressing charges.
And she deserves to go to jail. But that kid.
This breaks my heart that someone won a $14.6 million lottery jackpot in Arizona and they didn't claim it. The ticket expired after 180 days and it expired. It was sold on June 5th in Goodyear, Arizona, meaning the lucky ticket holder had until December 2nd. Oof. At 5 p.m. to claim the prize.
Oh, I think that was my ticket. Just kidding.
Yeah, well, then you should be super bummed.
Be shamed.
The deadline came and went, and no one showed up to claim his or her $14.6 million.
You know what happened there, right?
It's no.
Just one of those things where everybody always tells you, why are you playing the lottery? You're not going to win. You have no chance. The guy bought the ticket or the lady bought the ticket. Didn't even care. Just bought the ticket. Stopped paying attention to when the numbers were pulled. Stopped checking numbers because they assumed that they just weren't going to win ever. And now
$14.6 million goes unclaimed. It's a win. And now that person that was their biggest win, now it's their biggest loss.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
If they ever figure out that those numbers... Like, would you even want to look if you went, oh, I forgot to check my ticket? I wouldn't
even
want to
look. That's a really good question.
I think I'd be like, I'm tearing that up. Yeah. If I find out that I had won $14 million and didn't collect it.
Yeah. Would you eat that rotten chicken for $14 million?
So many people wrote us about that. I'll read those later. But a lot of people wrote about that bit. It's funny. Speaking of eating.
Here we go.
3% of people are still eating Thanksgiving leftovers. No.
Wait a minute. Period? Like 3% of people in general this year? Or
yeah.
3% of people of all time now?
3% of people are still eating their Thanksgiving leftovers, according to a new survey. 10% of people keep it under... I don't have the time frame which most people are finishing that stuff off. But I think that stuff's gone bad, hasn't it? Thursday to almost Thursday?
I could put that turkey in the fridge, put it in the fridge, even the freezer, and let it. Yeah, I can eat that. Yeah, sure.
Right. I'd give it 5 days.
Yeah. If it's refrigerated, I'll put that turkey in the fridge for a few days.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you're going to need, too, when we give away the tickets to our Winterland show just after 9 o'clock. 800-400-3697. 415 says, does Jane have a public Spotify playlist? That would be amazing. I would love to listen to it.
It's called Alice at 97.
Yeah, that's her.
Just tune in. Just
there like you go. That. You're listening to it now. Vinny, why do you yell to Vaughn in the other room? You know he can hear you just fine through the magic of that microphone in front of your face, right? No, clearly I don't know that because
you can't see him.
I can't see him, and I feel like I need to yell.
It's like when you go to a foreign country and you just speak loud in English. Where is the bathroom?
He doesn't understand me.
You understand me, right?
I'm louder now. Bathroom!
All right, we break.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.